and it is. Buckle up. It's showtime.
I've spent most of my life as a Democrat. I recently have seen fit to follow another course. I believe that the issues confronting us cross party lines. Outside of its legitimate function, government does nothing as well or as economically as the private sector of the economy. For three decades, we've sought to solve the problems of unemployment through government planning, and the more the plans fail, the more the planners plan. A government can't control the economy without controlling people. And they know when a government sets out to do that, it must use force and coercion to achieve its purpose. Somewhere a perversion has taken place. Our natural unalienable rights are now considered to be a dispensation of government. And freedom has never been so fragile, so close to slipping from our grasp as it is at this moment. In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
For this campaign, all those critical swing states.
I am so frightened right now. Oh, I couldn't be more scared right now.
Have some confidence.
I'm not going to have any confidence yet. I'm nervous. It's 1 minute. It's 31 minutes after the hour right here on Recenter Radio in a late edition of Recenter Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com. Oh, the people in Chicago, look at them. They're all lining up. They're so certain they're going to win. We're looking at the numbers. We're watching Fox News. I refuse to watch the other networks. I turn to them, and they're just so damn skewed. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see that. It's ridiculous what's going on there at these other networks. I just want real, real results, and I'm not going to get them, folks.
Well, you can't take something for real when only 3% is in. They called Wisconsin, and they only have 3% of the vote in. Let's get real, people.
This may go really, really late into the night. It may go really, really late into the night. I am going to do this show until about 10, maybe 10:05. I'm going to do a half an hour edition of the show because at 10 o'clock, that's when the real numbers start coming in. That's when the real results start breaking it down. Right now, Mitt Romney is in 49% in Florida with Barack Obama with 50. Florida is going back and forth. They won't even give me Ohio numbers. I want Ohio numbers. I want Ohio numbers more than I want anything right now. Ohio is so damn crucial. Everyone is watching Ohio. We're all watching Ohio. They know what's going to happen if Ohio swings one way or another. And that will pretty much be the end of it. I'd say at that particular point, somebody start writing their concession speech. And I want that to be the Negro. The Negro needs to start writing the concession speech by about 10:30 tonight.
He's already written it.
Well, that's right. He already admitted that he's written it.
Yeah, we got a lot of good advice.
I'm extremely nervous. The panhandle. We got a problem with the panhandle now. They're an hour behind because of daylight savings times being over. And we
no,
don't know
the
how
panhandle
far.
Has always been an hour behind. It had nothing to do with daylight savings time.
Oh, no, that's right. You're right. I'm
because
sorry.
They're
I'm
on the same
Indiana.
Time frame as
I'm
Alabama.
I'm thinking Indiana. You're absolutely right. I'm thinking Indiana.
Research suggests.
It's a very, very nervous place right now. It's a very, very nervous household right now. I'm scared. I'm nervous.
No, you're the only one that's scared and nervous because I know.
You know, huh?
I know that Mitt Romney is going to win.
Are you really that certain?
Yes.
You're really that certain?
Yes.
White Mike. Are you confident yet? Are you anywhere near that?
No.
You're not there, right?
All I can see is a country that's more divided than I've ever imagined.
That's what I'm
Ohio
seeing.
Ohio is 53-46% with Obama in the lead. But they have less than 40% of the polls in, I believe.
It basically looks like the Confederacy.
Yeah. Doesn't
yeah.
What happened?
He said it looks like the Confederacy.
If you look at the, if you look at Florida's numbers, look at how Florida comes in, the geographical majority of the state is red. But Miami-Dade and Fort Lauderdale and all that skews the state. So it's urban America versus rural and suburban America.
Do you understand what's going to happen tomorrow morning if Barack Obama wins this election? It's going to be mayhem.
Well, the markets are going to tank.
You think so?
Of course they are.
I was listening to Todd Schnitt, and he said that businesses are sitting on all sorts of capital that hasn't been invested, waiting to see what happens. And they're not going to invest it here. They're going to invest overseas. Companies aren't going to expand because they're worried about the Obamacare penalty.
You know, it would be a confirmation in this country, if he were to win, that Americans truly believe in his ideology, the redistribution of wealth.
But it's not the geographical majority of the country.
Right.
It's the few urban centers. I'll bet if you look at Pennsylvania, which they called for Obama, that the majority of the state, geographically and county-wise, did not vote for the man. It's Philly and Pittsburgh.
Right. Well, that's funny because I look at Pittsburgh and I'm saying, you know, Pittsburgh being steel country and west of Pittsburgh being sort of like, you know, that's another coal mining sort of, energy-based sort of area that Romney didn't do so well there.
Exactly.
It's so union-based, exactly. I just find it startling. And, you know, Bill O'Reilly said something interesting on Fox News tonight, where not so much about the thing about Hurricane Sandy, but he said that right now that the ideological divide in this country today is a country that wants stuff, and they really believe that, and that's where this country is. That's a direction that it's going in. We are indeed becoming Greece.
You know, people don't – I work with a bunch of women, and women today were telling me, oh, if Mitt Romney wins, he's going to set women back 50 years. It's like, you know, there's more important things than your vagina.
If
the rest of the problems were fixed, if we had a booming economy and high employment, yeah, then let's worry about your vagina. But right now, it's not the most pressing issue on the table.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I was looking at...
Hold on. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Just reporting. New York, Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are tied at 49%.
Stop lying.
No, sir. I am not lying.
That's interesting. That's probably Western New York. But I was watching something interesting that Karl Rove said about the women vote, that single women... had a margin of 30% against Mitt Romney in this election. The first thing that I thought of when I heard him say that was about the welfare state and the sort of idea of welfare in this country, not just Medicare and all that other stuff, but welfare. And the welfare ideology has always been throughout the years that, you know, you get more welfare checks, you get more money in your welfare check if you are a single parent. You don't have a man in the house, you're unmarried, you know, things like that. And the fact that that margin was so wide that Obama was beating Mitt Romney at 30% with single mothers.
Wisconsin, Romney is up 56%, however they already called it for Barack Obama. Come on, what kind of reporting is this shit?
You're going way off my point.
Sorry.
Let's bring in Sally B and Dennis the Mass Menace. Dennis, you know, I got to go to you first. And in fact, I'll go to Sal first on this one. Are you stunned at the Warren Scott results so far?
Go ahead, Dennis. You run with it.
I haven't seen it.
Well,
I know Joe 3 won with no background, and he's going to Congress. We got a Kennedy again. Whoopee.
Yeah, you know.
You know, guys, I got to tell you something. This is the worst possible scenario. We talked about it ad nauseum for weeks, and Yeah, I listen to Rush just like you do, and I wanted to believe that the polls were lying. Now, here's the question I got to ask before I get into my quick statement. Are the numbers we're seeing exit poll numbers or actuals?
They're all inclusive.
Right.
They're actual that have thus been counted plus exit poll numbers.
So is there a margin of error in there, 2, 3, 4% or no?
Well, there has to be, Sal, because they've already given Barack Obama, what state was it I just said?
Wisconsin.
They gave him Wisconsin. However, the percentages are showing that Romney is winning in a landslide. However, they're sitting here with a check mark next to Obama's name.
Right, because they're saying that even though the numbers are being counted, that the actual poll or the vote counters are saying due to exit polls and those, I guess those numbers are suggesting that Obama has already won by their percentage points.
By their
but can we all agree that there's no benefit in there's no the poll people are done voting at this point, right? There's no benefit in reporting this stuff for the benefit of getting someone to get out of line because there's a long line. The votes are people are done voting, right?
Right.
People are still standing in line
in Virginia
to vote. If you were in line by 7 p.m., you were still allowed to vote, and those lines are so long that there are still people standing outside in line waiting to vote.
Is it a possible
same thing in South Florida?
That there's
still standing in line in Miami.
But a clear tactic to get those people who are waiting in these long lines to say, my guy's losing the two swing states, I'm out of here.
Oh, but you know what? I don't believe that the enthusiasm today is going to cause that to happen because I believe if they're hearing that their guy is losing, I think there may be some people who say, screw it, I'm out of here. But I think that the enthusiasm, there are some people who believe, let me just see if my vote will make a difference. Maybe there are some people here that I'm with. Maybe we can make a difference. If those people start getting that feeling that they're – yeah, exactly. Okay, so Mary's just pointing out to me on the screen that it says 46
– to 53.
To 53% Romney in Wisconsin, but they're giving
– but they've already called it
for Obama,
and they've already put in the electoral vote for him on the counter.
Yeah.
What site are you getting it from, Mary?
Well, this is coming directly
Fox
from
News
Fox
Live.
News.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a future projection. The United States is going to allow unlimited whale hunting, and we're starting with a certain man in Trenton.
Oh. I know what you mean. Go ahead.
Because he's the guy that screwed the whole pooch.
Sal, in reference to what you had said earlier, are they doing this just so that people that are standing in line, that have been standing in line in the cold for 2 hours, maybe even 2 hours and 45 minutes now, because the polls in Virginia closed 2 hours and 45 minutes ago. So if people are still standing in line, I believe that if those people are Obama supporters and they see that Obama is not doing so well, especially in the state of Virginia, because according to the polls, Romney is taking this state. So if Obama supporters, I think that they're so fair weather or so stupid
right.
that they will say, you know what, screw this, I'm getting off the line. However, Romney supporters, I do believe that if they see that he is not doing, he's not faring well in this at the moment, they will stand in line until 1 o'clock in the morning till they can cast their vote.
Well, I just want to say this. I agree, but you got to remember, the Obama supporters, this is the one day out of the year they actually have to report to work, which is standing in the line. So they're not going to get out of the line because that's their job.
You know, I understand how scathing that was to say, but it makes a lot of sense. They're
it's
reporting
so
to work every 4 years. They go out there and they go through their job so they can receive a lifelong or at least 4 years worth of benefits.
You know, it's a few hours in line for a nice healthy wage, so they're not getting out of line.
Go ahead, Mike. What were you going to say before?
Well, they said they're standing in line in South Florida, too. they were in line when the polls closed. And I just wonder who these people are in South Florida. I mean, are these – they're not all the old Jews. Cause I know the old Jews got out and voted early. You think the Cubans are all going to vote Republicans? So they went and voted. So who is it, Haitians?
Right. Yeah, the Haitians, exactly.
It's all the dead people that are voting today.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It's going to be – well, right now, I mean, look at the what the House race turned out to be. 242 Republicans in the House. They gained seats in this election, which, again, baffles the hell out of me, that more Republicans would win more House seats, but yet this was still a tight race between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. The Senate race is still
redistricting.
Say again, yeah, redistricting. Alan West is in the fight of his life after after just one term, specifically because of redistricting, what they did to him after he won his election, and he's in the fight of his life, even though everybody knows that if his district had stayed the same, he would have won in a landslide, but they redistrict him, and now he's really, really fighting, and he's behind right now in the polls, and we just saw briefly the Warren-Scott Brown race. I'm still stunned that Brown is literally fighting from behind.
I think the election's over. I think the lead, the amount of people reporting at this point is, what, 70, 80% or something?
We're looking at less than that.
Nobody on the West Coast is reporting yet. Everybody that's 3 hours behind, their polls haven't closed yet.
Right. I mean,
on Facebook, the bumper stickers are being posted. Don't blame me. I voted for Romney.
So, guys, we could joke about this, but I'm going to tell you something, and I know this is going to sound horrible, but I really should be careful how I say this, but I'm feeling it, and I'm just going to say it. You know, Mike touched on it, and this is the Latin vote, okay?
Yeah.
This is the Spanish vote. This isn't the black vote. This isn't the white vote. The difference in this election is the Latino vote because of this immigration issue.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I'm going to go out to the store and look at people the same way. I'm so friggin' angry right now because you know what's going on here. People are voting to keep this illegal behavior, out there so that they can benefit from it, and I'm freaking angry.
You've seen the demise of the Republic tonight. You really have.
It's funny that you say that. I made it to the polls, I swear to you, 5 minutes before they closed, because I thought they closed at 8, and I left work at 6, ran into some traffic. I wanted to pick Reese up on the way in, but I couldn't, so I had to go by myself. And in front of me in line was a Latino gentleman that didn't speak any English. And, of course, they had a translator there for him. Well, why they needed him to have a translator, I don't know. You know who it is you're there to vote for. On the poll, on the little mechanism that you're voting on, the instructions are there in English and in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So why do they need a translator? Then he had to sign a piece of paper. I don't know what that piece of paper was, but he had to sign something, I guess saying, that he used an interpreter and he cast his vote or whatever. But if you can't speak English, I don't necessarily know that you should be voting in this country.
Yeah, but don't you have to know English to pass a citizenship test?
I believe
yes,
so.
Yes, you do.
So then how is he voting if he doesn't speak English?
Exactly. I don't know. I have no clue. And there's never been any call whatsoever that I've heard so far for these people in Virginia to at least produce an identification. Mary, you didn't have any issue with...
No, when I went in, I had my voter registration card. I had to. When I walked up, of course, there was people outside. Do you want a sample ballot? Because I said to her, I said, what is this you're handing out? Is this a paper ballot or are we doing this electronically? What? Oh, no, it's just a sample ballot. So I'm looking at it and I notice it's blue, the whole piece of paper. It's printed on a blue piece of paper. And I look, and it's a straight Democratic sample ballot. I'm like, broad, you asked me did I want a sample ballot, not a Democratic sample ballot.
Yeah, there were reports of that happening in Hillsborough County down here, too. They're giving they're reporting that in Hillsborough or Pinellas County down here, too, that somebody was given a cheat sheet by the poll worker, and it was all the Democratic candidates. Something called Unity Florida was handing it out.
They just projected Obama as the winner in New Hampshire.
But there's going on. Now, the lady, when I gave her my voter registration card, she did ask me to repeat my full name to her and my address, and there is a barcode on the voter registration card. You know, I said to her, well, do you need my ID? And she said, no, this will suffice. And I said, okay, and moved on. And it took, you know, I was there for maybe 5 minutes, and I was out because there wasn't a long line. But I would imagine that line was much longer earlier in the day.
Right,
and I don't know
like...
how many people were really voting where I had to go vote, because this community that we live in is a very highly populated Latino community. And I'm not really sure how many of those Latinos were really out there voting, because even those illegal Latinos still, I don't think that they necessarily believe that, oh, even though we're illegal, we can still go vote. I think that they still have that fear in the back of their mind. What if they find out we're illegal? I know they said that we can stay here, but that's probably just a lie. You know, we're not going to take a risk of getting deported.
So what are we going to have to do? Are we going to have to kick the Northeast loose? Is it time for some secession talk?
Well, you know, we talked about
this
before. I think you're going to see people moving out of the blue states that are the red, you know, conservatives are going to move out of blue states. You're going to have a country that's divided by literally blue and red states, but you just won't have any conservatives in these states. But the laws of the country are going to continue to follow this liberal agenda, and as such, it's just a matter of time before we fall apart. That's why this is so depressing. You can only, you know, you can move to Texas tomorrow, but at the end of the day, you're only as strong as the nation. It doesn't matter what state you hide in.
Well, now, to be fair, Texas does have in their constitution they can secede anytime they want to.
Yep.
Well, that's correct.
They can what?
They can secede from the union anytime they want, Texas. And you're absolutely
And now you can
right
get a marijuana that. Prescription anytime you want here in the Commonwealth.
And I heard that initiative
one.
Got passed.
I know. I just told Reese, we were just talking about that. I said, oh, shit, we gotta move.
I voted no.
I voted
I'll tell
no
you,
on
if Colorado passes it, then I think we found the new paradise.
Well, Colorado, if you're in the state of Colorado and you have less than an ounce, it's somewhat similar to Massachusetts, if you have less than an ounce of weed on you, you only get a death ticket. You don't get anything else. You don't go to jail. As long as it's under an ounce, you're okay. And in the city, I want to say that it's in the city of Denver.
Oh,
in
really?
One of the cities there, you can actually smoke it in public.
Oh, wow.
Hey, look, I've been high in the mountains of Colorado, and that's a good combination.
The funny thing, the idiots are getting arrested in the malls in Salem, New Hampshire. They said, hey, man, aren't we in Massachusetts? No, ass, you're in New Hampshire. You're under arrest.
Speaking of New Hampshire, they're actually calling that for Barack Obama now, which spats the hell out of me, because people in Massachusetts who are conservative, most of them have flocked to the New Hampshire area.
Wait a minute. Maryland is kind of starting to... So when they were first reported in Maryland, Obama had 75%. Of course, it was only 2% of the vote that was in. But I don't know. Romney's coming up here now. Obama's only got 50-something, and Obama's got 40-something. I don't remember exactly what it was.
But New Hampshire, I know a lot of conservatives have moved up to the Granite State. What I find odd is that still has not changed that state's national voting record. Over to the Republicans. What's going on in New Hampshire?
I think
they want conservatives.
They need to change their state motto.
Yeah, look, yeah, exactly. Live free or die. I mean, I can't see it. And I'm, you know, you look at the electoral vote map, and look at the coverage of the blue states that now that are covering that are now well that are now covered on the map. I'm looking at this, and you want to talk about a complete divide in this country. It turns out, from what it is that I see so far, is that Americans in this country, in essence, the true essence of where it is that we live as far as the country is concerned and how it is that we vote as a nation, it's the center of the country. The edges, or our borders, if you will, they've completely changed. Look at New Mexico. Look at California, Wyoming, Washington. Not Wyoming, I apologize. Oregon and Washington. All of the northeastern states, from Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, Maine, Vermont. I mean, it's almost like I could just cut these places off and just let it float into the goddamn Atlantic. It's completely divided. It's disgusting.
Well, you know, you've got this Tierney. There's a big race here, Tierney and Tesei, and Dennis will know what I'm talking about. Tesei is behind against Tierney. And Tierney may be actually there's an investigation to find out, or there will be an investigation to see how much he knew about his family's illegal gambling issue. And yet he's winning.
Well, that was a district that kept on electing Nikki Parkett.
Well, the same thing. Listen, guys, the same thing happened in Washington, D.C., for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
How many times did they keep voting that crack-smoking prostitute sleeping with Marion Barry?
Yeah.
They love this guy. They love him. And you know why? Because he's on the corners buying crack from these morons that are voting him in. He's hustling up business for them. He's keeping the crack dealers and the pimps in business.
But you look at those areas, and, you know, they think that a mayor who would be caught smoking crack is more real.
And can relate can relate to their struggle.
Which is asinine to everyone.
Guys, is there any chance that, you know, there's a significant enough amount of provable voter fraud that any of this is not real?
Yeah,
well, remember what Comrade Stalin said. Who cares what the vote is? It depends who counts votes, who reports votes, never mind, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, again.
Who cares how you voted? As long as we get to report who the votes are. So says Comrade Stalin.
Look, to be honest, tomorrow I want to wake up and be delightfully surprised. But I will tell you this, tomorrow, if the president is still the president of the United States, I think you and I, my dear, are going to have to really, really sit down and think about what it is that we're going to do.
Oh, I will move.
The nation is ungovernable. He has not won the House, and all money issues come from the House. What I'm worried about is the ratifications in the Senate.
Yeah, it looks like the Senate's taking some hits on the Republican side.
Are they really? Because I was just looking at those numbers now, and I'm trying to figure out. There are 13 seats to take, and I don't know what the numbers look like as of yet. But, I mean, if we can just get that majority, literally, we will have a lame duck presidency in the event that Barack Obama would win.
They've already
but then lost. It's going to be a very dangerous lame duck presidency, because it'll bring the Senate into a revenge session and then pass all the UN treaties.
Yeah, which would really, as far as like gun control now is a big issue on the UN treaty argument.
Law of the sea, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Well, now they're telling me now according to the update, now there are 12 seats in play. Right now Democrats have 45 and Republicans have 41.
People in the bottom, to really be honest, people get what they deserve.
Yeah.
Well, that's the tale tonight, isn't it, though? Isn't that the tale?
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, what do the rest of us do? I mean, you know, Reese just alluded to it. I'm not kidding you when I say that I now have to really think about where I want my family to live, because living in urban areas right now is not really an option, I don't think.
You know what?
I really don't know that it's an option, and I don't know
that. I'm going to tell you something. In 2 years... There's going to be a wave election if Barry gets reelected tonight. It's going to be a wave Republican, because then the Obamacare taxes kick in.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, what I was about to say was that, you know, when Barack Obama won in 2008, you all know what it is that he said to the Senate and what he said to the majority leaders and the minority leaders. He said, and I quote, "Elections have consequences, and I won." What do you think his message will be to those people if he wins re-election? Then all bets are off. Then it's mayhem.
That's right.
It's Valerie Jarrett time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, it's at that particular point, there's nothing to stop him. With the exception of the rules, there's nothing to stop him from implementing what I would consider executive order. They would be stymied, Republicans for that matter, on stopping anything that he tried to do.
Well, I'm going to say something. You're all going to be shocked. The armed forces, especially the Marine Corps, has taken an oath to protect and preserve and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That's right.
What makes That's you right. think that we wouldn't have a coup in this country? Other countries have had it. America, we're fooling ourselves if we think we're superior to other civilizations. And
you
I hate to
I
say that.
Because fat and happy here. And that's the exact reason why this bum is going to get reelected. Because people are fat and happy, and they want to keep being fat and happy. They could care less about the country.
Well, they're not going to be able to be fat anymore.
Yeah, forget about that. Because, you know, Michelle Obama's going to double down on her initiative.
All hell is going to
You mean she's
going
to go after Bloomberg and say we should have 32-ounce drinks?
I was in 7-Eleven. It's so funny you say that, because I was in 7-Eleven today, right before I took the pictures of the guns and ammo place with the nice Mitt Romney sign underneath it on the door. I was at 7-Eleven. I took a picture of all the different sizes, like the big gulp, the super big gulp, the super double big gulp, and all this. I forgot to post it on Facebook, but you know you can still get that in Virginia. But if we, Sal, you were saying something earlier, you know, you're going to have to rethink about living in a suburban area if Barack Obama, you know, becomes the president, you know, keeps his presidency. We should all just make a pact that if he, you know, he's still the president tomorrow and for the next 4 years, we can all move to the Midwest and form our own self-sustaining community.
Right.
And
I'll tell you what, I've already had that conversation with friends of mine. I mean, this is, I know we're all making light of this, possibly because we're all, it's the only way to process this, I think, but this is
a seriously devastating
night.
Does this mean now that we all become Mayans?
There's no way that this country can survive another 4 years of this presidency.
No, it cannot. The Republic cannot survive.
So people have got to really, really start considering this, because right now we are turning in on ourselves. And there are people who are actively making that happen because they want it to. They see it, and that's what they want to happen to this country. They believe that.
Excuse me, Reese, I got to cut out. So how long are you going to be on air?
I'm actually going to cut out now, because the rest of this election I'm going to be caught up in.
I think we should stay.
Okay.
Why are you going to cut out? Just stay.
Why should I stay? No, because I think
it's going to be
late.
An outlet for people.
Well, Facebook is an outlet as well. But we'll
be I mean, guys, you know, it's one of these things where I don't know. I mean, you know, we can talk about this. I think tomorrow is the night that there'll be a lot to talk about. Right now,
it's all pins and needles at this particular point, and you're absolutely
right.
Sal, that was why I said I was only going to come up for a half an hour, because the numbers at this particular point, I was hoping maybe at 10 o'clock we would have some clear idea of what it is that's going on or what the numbers look like. They just don't look that way yet, and I think this is going to go on well into the night. Now, I want to pay attention to all of the analysts, what it is that people are saying in the exit polling. I want to get a whole summation of that and then be able to break it down tomorrow, you know, by hook or by crook, whether it's something that we end up cheering about or end up crying about.
Well, Sal, did you open up one of those bottles yet?
No, I actually went right to the whiskey tonight. Once I realized the things weren't looking like I wanted it to, I didn't mess around with beer. You know, beer is celebrating and whiskey is for drowning in sorrow. So tonight I'm going to have a little whiskey and see what happens. And we'll just cross our fingers and hope for the best.
Does that mean from now on we have to use our Obama phones to call you?
You know what? Maybe that's what we need to do. We just need to quit. We just need to stop trying, get on the dole, become one of them, assimilate. And, you know, then we'll be on the winning side.
I say that every year when I do my tax returns because I wish I had five kids. That I wish I had five kids and receiving some type of assistance so that I can get a bigger tax break when it comes to tax returns. Maybe this year I'll get a bigger break because we're because Reese and I got married. So I don't know. I'm hoping.
Yeah. You know, everything you do right in this world, you pay a price for. No good deed goes unpunished.
That's right. That's what Howie calls
it. For shizzle.
Hopefully every good deed we do here that goes, you know, that gets punished, you know, in the afterlife will be rewarded.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, thanks. But for now, the chuck wagon will have the last laugh, and that's all I have to say. So, folks, you have a great night, and we'll sync up tomorrow and hope for the best.
You got it. Let's hope for the best, and we're all
come
with
on.
You.
Let's be optimistic. The glass is half full here, gentlemen. Too much pessimism. Is that the correct way? Too much pessimism is never a good thing.
Indeed.
Well, let's hope. I've got my fingers crossed.
We're Republicans. Act like Republicans. Put your head up high and walk straight.
All right, Dennis. You can take your hat off now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Good night, folks.
Tomorrow, by hook or by crook, we'll be here. Reese on the Radio.
Will Reese on the Radio be off the air for a month, or will it be the Real Talk Blanchard? We'll find out.
See you guys tomorrow.